Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. It's a warm and sunny afternoon across Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, offering a pleasant day for those outdoors. In Haifa, the sun is shining brightly, while Eilat enjoys a perfect day for the beach. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel prepares for a U.S. blockade, warning of the risk of an Iranian surprise attack. Prime Minister Netanyahu supports U.S. actions, saying Iran breached ceasefire terms. That's according to Ynet from earlier today. Also, the IDF confirms over 250 Hezbollah operatives eliminated in a major strike in Lebanon, including dozens in Beirut. This follows intelligence monitoring, as reported by Walla earlier this hour. Also this hour, the Turkish foreign minister claims not only Netanyahu, but also the Israeli opposition seeks to define Turkey as a new enemy. This statement comes from Israel Hayom Hebrew earlier today. Separately, NATO allies refused to join former President Trump's proposed Strait of Hormuz blockade. Trump stated the U.S. military would block all maritime traffic after failed talks. That's from the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. And finally, the Iran ceasefire is on shaky ground as the IDF continues strikes on Hezbollah in Lebanon. The Strait of Hormuz remains closed. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance plans to discuss a permanent end to hostilities with Pakistan. This report comes from Forward in earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. The Israeli military has nearly completed capturing the Hezbollah stronghold of Bin Jebel in southern Lebanon, according to Mani Fabian, a journalist, posting just minutes ago. Jewish Warrior 13, a commentator, noted that a senior U.S. official told Al Jazeera the U.S. is ready to impose a naval blockade on Iran, regardless of the duration set by President Trump. This was posted 22 minutes ago. Finally, i24news_en, an Israeli international news broadcaster, reported that Netanyahu expressed support for the U.S. blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, posting 24 minutes ago. Now for more on those stories, starting with Israel's preparation for a U.S.-led blockade. Prime Minister Netanyahu emphasized the breach of ceasefire by Iran, which failed to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. This highlights Israel's close coordination with Washington to counter potential threats. Ynet reports that this move aims to ensure regional stability amid escalating tensions. Turning to the IDF's operation in Lebanon, more than 250 Hezbollah operatives were eliminated in a significant strike named Lion's Roar. Walla details that this operation aims to dismantle Hezbollah's infrastructure and weaken their influence in the region. For civilians, this raises concerns over potential retaliatory attacks and regional security. Meanwhile, Turkey's foreign minister accused Israel of framing Turkey as an enemy. He argued this perception extends beyond Netanyahu to the Israeli opposition. As reported by Israel Hayom Hebrew, this deepens the diplomatic rift between Turkey and Israel, complicating regional alliances. On the diplomatic front, NATO allies declined to participate in Trump's proposed blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. The Jerusalem Post reports that despite Trump's intentions, allied nations remain hesitant, fearing further instability. This development could isolate the U.S. in its approach to Iran. Finally, with the ongoing conflict, the Iran ceasefire remains fragile. Forward reports that Vice President J.D. Vance will visit Pakistan to negotiate peace terms. The situation in Lebanon and the closed Strait of Hormuz underscore the urgency for diplomatic resolutions to prevent further escalation. Turning to business and markets. First, an economic controversy emerges as Israel is criticized for benefiting at the expense of Holocaust survivors. Walla Business reports that recent Knesset discussions revealed insensitivity towards survivors, with benefits cut for pension recipients. Separately, in corporate news, Lubinsky Group plans to acquire a 50% stake in Espar Israel. Globes reports this move involves the vehicle importers expanding into the retail food chain's Israeli franchise. And finally, Japan shows interest in Israel's agricultural sector. Maariv Business reports that a major Japanese food company seeks partnerships with Israel to expand into the international market, signaling potential growth opportunities. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.